just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. You should pray to
the show going. Well, good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America, and to all the freedom-loving Christians, patriots, and otherwise, all across this republic and around the world, I bid you welcome to a Thursday night edition of The Flip Side. I'm your host for the hour, Jeffrey Bennett, as is seems to be typical on Tuesday and Thursdays. What an interesting 24 hours. The president has spoken. We'll make a few comments on that after the first break. One of the things I do when I'm on the air, I've got, you know, three different computers running in my office at any given time. Typically always keep the television on with the sound turned off and the words showing. And as the music was starting up, there was a headline about this massive backlash against Jimmy Carter for his new book. Now, I know that we all have opinions of Carter that are a mix of pro and con. I read a piece today that said, look, the guy was probably one of the most decent people to sit in the White House in the last 40 years as a human being. Let's not get off on the CFR and all that stuff. But his latest book, which the title of is not in front of me, is basically laying the blame on the problems in the Middle East upon Israel. And the backlash against Carter is so amazing right now. It is pitiful. That goes to show you, ladies and gentlemen, the power of the Israeli lobby. And this is one I'm going to continue to watch. But I, for one, support Mr. Carter's position on this specific issue. Well worth looking at. Let's take a fast look at some markets for the day. Dow Jones Industrial Average hit a new all-time record today, up almost 73 points to end the day at 12,514 points. NASDAQ ended up the session 25.5 points to end the day at 2484.85. S&P was up almost 9 points today. I guess oil must be continuing its downward slide. We're told it's getting cheaper and cheaper to fill your tank, at least until the next time they start something. A couple of other interesting news tidbits that you're obviously all aware of. One because of the Waldo's speech last night before the American public. And by the way, some 72% of the American public is still against his ongoing endeavors to further infiltrate what has become a debacle in Iraq. Wants 21,000 more troops sent to Iraq. The public is even angrier today than they were 24 hours ago. The Pentagon, by the way, is calling for 92,000 more troops to be added to the military in the near term. When we come back, we'll give you some metals market updates, and then we are going to get to work. I'll see you on the flip side of this commercial break. Stay with me, won't you?
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
I've been waiting for something to happen, for a week or a month or a year, with the blood in the ink of the headline and the sound of the crowd in my ear. You might ask what it takes to remember when you know that you've seen it before, where a government lies to a people and a country is drifting to war.
You know, that's interesting. Jackson Brown's song, Lives in the Balance. The headline showing on television right now asks the question, last chance for Iraq, the president's mission. To me, it was more, should be appropriately titled, last chance for Bush. One would think we're in the middle of a sports game on a continual basis. Doug Thompson, today's Capitol Hill Blue, tells us that football metaphors flew the airwaves last night following Waldo's latest attempt to save his failed Iraq invasion. A Hail Mary pass or a draw play on fourth and long or even a desperate gamble for the end zone. It's kind of like that game that was on last Monday night where they, you know, they only had like 7 yards to go for a touchdown, and they decided to use the fourth down to go for it, and they blew it. And that pretty much is my opinion of what took place last night. Tim Russert last night said, I said last year that the president was taking a big gamble. Now he's doubled down. Thompson says you can draw many analogies out of what Bush said in his disjointed, rambling speech to the nation. But a reasonable person can come to only one conclusion, and that is that the President of the United States have run out of excuses, run out of options or rationalizations for a failed, ill-conceived, illegal, and immoral action that will go down in history as a massive political and military debacle. After opening with a rare admission of fault, saying that where mistakes have been made, the responsibility rests with me, Bush lapsed into his usual swashbuckling style, hinting at future military action against Iran and Syria, claiming he can win a war that can't be won, and showing his always callous disregard to the men and women who must die because of his lunacy. And he really only admitted one mistake, and that was not deciding earlier to send more American troops to die in his war based on his lies. He tried then to suggest the American presence in Iraq is not a permanent one. But you see, he's lying to even hint at such things because his plan all along has been to establish a permanent U.S. presence in the Arab world. He tried to suggest the American people still support his insane actions, saying the Iraq government will lose public support in our country as they don't step up and assume more responsibility for their own future. Does this madman really believe anyone swallows such BS, as Thompson says? Every single poll shows the only thing lower than the American public's lack of faith in Bush's irresponsible handling of his Iraq debacle is the knowledge that the puppet government Iraq will never, ever, ever be able to assume responsibility for its own security. Bush says more U.S. soldiers must die in a vain attempt to stop sectarian violence in Baghdad's neighborhoods without once acknowledging that our illegal invasion of that country created that violence. He speaks of the terrorist breeding ground that Iraq has become without admitting that he created that breeding ground and fostered an increased, rapidly escalating hatred of the United States throughout the Arab world. Keep those words in mind. A rapidly escalating hatred of the United States. Because that line has much to do with where I'm going to go in this program in just a few minutes. The president's irresponsible actions, my friend, leaves the United States today under more threat of attack from terrorists, less secure than it was before 9/11, and hated and reviled all over the world stage. Bush is regarded throughout the world as an international war criminal, leading a bullying nation that fosters unrest and threatens peace on a global scale. And although he announced his plans last night, his troop surge is already underway. First elements of that increase left for Iraq before the end of last year, and more will follow, my friends. Democrats talk of passing a resolution opposing the troop surge while admitting such a resolution would be meaningless. The lackluster response by Democrats to the president's imperial plans was almost as pathetic as Bush's bluster. So you see, my friends, it is now already not anywhere near the 100 hours. And it's business as usual. The Democrats will talk, they'll hold hearings, they'll pontificate, they'll wring their hands in despair while more Americans die. Too many more Americans will die, but like the 3,019 plus who have perished already. One more death in Iraq is one too many, and more blood on the hands of George W. Bush and anyone who follows or continues to allow his madness. Foreign entanglements. Charlie Reese wrote today, and he's right. George Washington had it right. Have you ever thought how peaceful and prosperous we would be if our national leaders had followed the advice of George Washington in his farewell address? Which, by the way, if you've never read it, it's been posted on the Federal Observer for some 5.5 years now. Just go to Words That Men Live By. No, it's the other one. Great American Speeches. Washington's farewell address. Powerful. If we had followed that advice, we would not be hopelessly in debt. There would not be so many Americans buried in national cemeteries and in distant lands. And nor would we be as hated as we are today in so many countries around the world, where new polls show people not only dislike American foreign policy and the American government, but are now deciding that maybe, in fact, they don't even like the American people. Washington's recommended policy, that's George Washington, can be summed up as armed neutrality, the same policy that Switzerland practices. And while the rest of the world participated in a slaughterhouse during the 20th century, the Swiss remained at peace. Yes, and their biggest contribution to society has been the cuckoo clock. George Washington, my friends, was a very wise man. He said that no country can be trusted beyond its own self-interest. He said that habitual friendship toward a foreign country is as dangerous as habitual enmity. The policy of America should be trade with all, but entangling alliances with no one. The quarrels and vendettas in other parts of the world were none of our business, he said. And as far as trade goes, all countries should be treated equally. No favors granted to any of them. Washington warned against foreign influence, calling it a poison to Republican government. And while he was no doubt thinking of the French, his advice applies to Israel, maybe more so. No foreign country should be allowed to influence American policy, because that country will always seek to influence policy to favor its own interests, not ours. If we followed Washington's advice, the only thing we would be sending to the Middle East would be oil tankers and tourists. Oy vey? We could build a military force that could deter attacks on this country for a fraction of the cost we spend on trying to maintain an empire with about 745 military bases in 120 foreign countries. And then the only people who might attack us are a gang of terrorists. And, of course, our massive military machine is not equipped to deal with them. As for domestic policy, Washington said the best way to preserve the Union was to obey the Constitution, to never tolerate any branch of government usurping the Constitution's power. He said that a Republican form of government required a virtuous people. And since, he said, religion is the best way to instill virtue in the masses, anyone who was an enemy of religion was an enemy of Republican government. Well, I guess all of that is quite pointless now, isn't it? Because, my friends, like it or not, we no longer have a republic, nor a virtuous population, for that matter. We have an empire. We have a federal government that does nothing more than pay lip service to the Constitution, if that. Elections are decided by money, not by the people. Greed, self-indulgence, and commercial entertainment seem to be the main motivations of a goodly number of our people. We will, as all empires have, my friends, bleed ourselves in foreign wars and domestic tyranny until we collapse. Waldo, or President Bush, as many of you know him to be, is a heck of a lot closer to Nero than he is to George Washington. It's too bad, because we could be such a happy place if we had sense enough to mind our own damn business and to elect men and women who would obey the Constitution. We have no legal authority, no moral authority, and certainly no divine authority to interfere with the internal affairs of any other nation. None. It should not matter to us what kind of governments other people have or what their cultures are. There's nothing in the Constitution to authorize the federal government to tax Americans and then write checks to foreign countries. There's nothing in the Constitution that authorizes the president to take us to war. That is a power reserved exclusively to Congress. The Constitution also requires a warrant based on probable cause before the government can spy on us or search our homes and businesses. Americans ought to read their constitutions, if for no other reason to see what kind of government they are missing. Folks, it's written in plain English and it's easy to understand. Stay with me. I'll see you on the flip side of this commercial break.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Guarantee you that. You haven't been saved until you're willing to do what has to be done. I began working on a project last night, which I hope to begin sharing with you next week. Frank Whalen and I are collaborating on a program late, the midnight hour, as it were, for you, those of you in the Eastern Zone. For next Tuesday night, I'll be up with Frank for a couple of hours, and there's going to be some interesting challenges elicited to the American public. I hope you will join us, or at least pick up the archive of the program. But as always, I'll be back with you, Lord willing, next week, right here in this program, brought to you in part by the Republic Trading Group, purveyor of fine gold and silver products for your security and future, etc. You can always reach us at 1-800-691-7898. To inquire of Robbie or I what we can do for you at Republic Trading Group. Speaking of which, the metals closed today kind of flat. Gold end of the day at $612.05. Silver at $12.35. Both of those are up from yesterday. There's no two ways about it. Platinum end of the day down another $10 to close at $11.36. So that gives you some rough ideas of what you're facing, what we're looking at. I came across something several hours ago that I like the title of it, Alone. That was the first thing to draw my attention. And for the next 20, 25 minutes or so, we're going to share this commentary with you that is so profound. It's called Getting the State Out of Our Heads. And I got thinking to myself, boy, it would have been great to get the network to pull that going out of my head over you. But we don't have enough time to do that stuff. Written by Kevin Van Horn. About 200 years ago, the leading criminal organizations of Europe invented an audacious new scam. They had already bamboozled the majority of their victims into believing that their criminal activities were somehow essential to the stable functioning of society. Now they took that one step further. They began promoting the idea that not only did their victims need them, but that each of these crime rings was, in some mystical fashion, the very embodiment of the society on which it preyed. Now, out of this, two very distinct concepts were born and ultimately merged into one. The nation, a body of people sharing a common culture. And the state, an organization that has a monopoly on the legitimized use of force within a given territory. And thus, my friends, was the nation-state born. And thus was the natural affection for one's own culture and people transformed into a somewhat perverse loyalty of the victim toward his abuser. So thoroughly did these crime lords and their counterparts in other lands succeed that today the distinction between society and government, between nation and state, has all but disappeared. 20-some-odd years ago, I first heard the slogan, "We are the government." It was delivered in rebuttal to some criticisms of the government. And I was astonished that an intelligent and educated person could believe such obvious nonsense. Today, I encounter people like this every day, as so do you, who seem willfully incapable of comprehending the distinction, the difference between a nation and a state. Now, the confusion works greatly to the benefit of the state, I might add, immensely strengthening its perceived legitimacy and shoring up support for, or at least tolerance of, its actions. The conflation of nation and state promotes what sociologists Herbert Kelman and Lee Hamilton call role orientation towards the state. Now, role orientation is one of three ways of relating to the state. It is the one most associated with the middle class, and it's the one that Kelman and Hamilton identify as the most reliably obedient. For the role-oriented, their relationship to some person or group is an important part of their own identity. It nurtures a sense of belonging on which they seem to place high value. When a person exhibits a role orientation toward his people and culture, this can give rise to either patriotism or chauvinism. But when nation and state are blurred together, both emotions transform into statism, or statism, if you will. The person develops an emotional attachment to the state, and his role as citizen becomes an important part of his identity. He or she supports and defends the government, especially with regards to foreign policy, all, of course, out of a sense of loyalty. He or she sees criticism of the state is criticism of his people and culture, and may even take personal offense. And when we come back, we're going to discuss the brainwashing of America and how it is taking control of the way we think. Stay with us. I'll see you on the flip side of this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit InterestReductionSolutions.com. or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Got time for it. I don't recognize the music. We blow through it. Hey, I don't know all kinds of music, but, you know, obviously Robbie and I have got radically different tastes in music. I like music that makes a very harsh reality statement about where we're at. Let me talk a little bit about American, what those who call themselves libertarians. And I want to discuss libertarians and our particular struggle for freedom. One of the most important messages that American libertarians can convey to their fellow countrymen, and one that is not, and one that libertarians have done, frankly, a pretty poor job of articulating, my friends, is that the United States is not America. The United States is not America. Earlier during this program, I hope I can find it quickly, I made reference to, in the Doug Thompson piece, about, and told you to remember it, the rapidly escalating hatred of the United States. Well, how does that translate into what we're talking about here? You see, the mindset that equates these two, the United States and the word America, is firmly established in this country. Ask the man on the street about the American space program and he will think of NASA, but not of private enterprises such as Scaled Composites, Blue Origin, or Bigelow Aerospace. Ask about the American education system and he will think of the government schools, but not of homeschooling or private schools. Criticize the U.S. too strongly, and they're liable to respond with the non sequitur, America, love it or leave it. opposed U.S. military action and foreign policy, and he'll denounce you as anti-American. The American anti-war movement constantly shoots itself in the foot by confusing the United States with America. They write of what America is doing in Iraq, or what we are doing in Iraq, instead of what the United States is doing. Such language only plays into the hands of warmongers, who can then accuse war dissidents of blaming America first. Worst of all, my friends, even many libertarians cannot seem to distinguish the United States from America. Let's address some of the phrases and statements written by various prominent so-called hardcore libertarians. They've made reference to America's real war aims, or American foreign policy, America's policy towards terrorism, America's constitution. America is a constitutional republic. Ladies and gentlemen, I beg to differ. America itself has no war aims, no war policy. America has no constitution of any sort. It is not a monarchy, a democracy, nor a republic. America is not a single organization at all. It is arguably not even a single nation. Now, in each of those above quotes that I shared with you, the various writers helps to further status mental domination of the American people by erasing the distinction between America and the United States. They talk of the anti-American insurgency in Iraq. This nation had no right to invade Iraq. Well, America was fighting an illegal, undeclared war in Southeast Asia. Well, the Iraqi insurgents want the United States out of their country. That makes them anti-U.S., but not necessarily anti-American. It was the United States that fought the war in Vietnam and invaded Iraq, not America. Do you get it? No American, other than officials of the United States of, Inc., had any say in the matter? Did you have any say as to whether you would send your children to Vietnam, or if you went yourself, or to send your children to Iraq? No American other than officials of the United States had any say in either matter. Nations don't fight wars. Organizations, mostly states, do. We've had our 40-odd chief executives, our sitting president, our federal budget. You know, I don't know about you, but it makes no sense at all to call the president of the United States our president, when neither myself nor most of you out there listening tonight are officials or employees of that organization. Who outside of Microsoft would refer to Steve Ballmer as our president? Likewise, the federal budget, that's not our budget. It's not mine, it's not yours, or that of the American people as a whole. It's not a plan for how we are proposing to spend our money. It's a plan for how the United States proposes to spend its pilfered funds. And who have they pilfered it from? America. You and I. You and I are Americans, not United Statians. Here's several more statements. We've been murdering people's children and distorting the survivors' lives in the Middle East for almost a century. Or how about the Germans and Japanese, whose cities we flattened and burned to rubble in 44 and 45? Now, I know some of you out there listening tonight like to think that, in fact, you are libertarians. Maybe you're registered that way. It doesn't make you a libertarian. Because libertarians, you see, are supposed to be individualists. But those two statements I just shared with you erase not only the distinction between the United States and America, but between state and individual. They also relieve the guilty from personal responsibility for their crimes by spreading the guilt across the whole of the American populace. Hey, Moishe, Abe Foxman's on TV. Oy vey. Abe Foxman is trashing Jimmy Carter. Now, why doesn't that surprise me? 14 have resigned the Carter Center Advisory Board in protest of the Carter book. I think I'm going to go apply for a job. Because I, from Moishe, I'm going to the bookstore tomorrow. I'll buy you a copy. My gift. Ladies and gentlemen, this has nothing to do with my commentary tonight. I just saw this on the air. Libertarians are supposed to be individualists. Are you guilty? As an individual, as an American, did you flatten and burn to rubble German and Japanese cities in 44 and 45? Did you murder people's children and distort the survivors' lives in the Middle East for a century? Did you have a choice? Oh, my friends, it gets worse. The writer who mentioned flattening German and Japanese cities was approving of those crimes. That writer fails to distinguish the German and Japanese governments of the early 40s from the unfortunates who lived under their rule. And so they would punish the criminal by killing the criminal's other victims. Isn't that what we're doing in Iraq? We're killing the criminal's other victims? Now, all of this, my friends, is more than mere pedantry about proper word usage. As George Orwell and various linguists have pointed out, vocabulary shapes our thought. Statist language promotes a statist mindset. We cannot hope to make significant progress in combating the state's power as long as it still has a foothold in our heads. We must uproot the tendrils of state influence from our own minds. Flush the toilet, so to speak. And to do this, we must also uproot its hidden propaganda from our own speech. The issue of nation versus state, ladies and gentlemen, is of critical importance to this freedom struggle. Our author says that he's mentioned before that he's organizing a workshop on non-electoral, non-violent strategies for creating a free America. Non-violent struggle, you see, works by alienating from the state its sources of power, its pillars of support. And an important source of state power is its perceived legitimacy. If we can clearly separate America from the United States in the minds of Americans, we will deal a great blow to the legitimacy of the United States and hence to its power over us. We must get the state out of our own heads and then out of our fellow countrymen's heads. Once again, I refer back to the old Bible hymn, "Let it begin with me." For you see, this is the simple message we need to communicate. The United States is not America. It is simply one organization among many within the American nation. Above all, my friends, the United States is not us. It is them. The United States is not us. It is them. And that's why we come into your homes and your offices and your trucks, or maybe you're sitting out on a boat somewhere down on South Padre tonight. I don't know. Maybe you're sitting in South America and you begin to think about the country you may happen to live in. Or maybe you're living in Germany or you're up in Canada. One must begin to separate the nation and the state. We, the people, are the nation. The state is, in fact, the enemy. The state makes decisions not only for us, but they are doing it to us. And I don't care what nation state you live in and what part of the world you are listening to this broadcast in tonight. We've got listeners in the United Kingdom. Of course, there's various different states. They don't call them that. You've got Ireland and Scotland and England and blah, 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 blah. It's no different over there. England is not us. It's them. But you may be an English citizen. The government does not speak for you. It misrepresents you. It tells you what you may and may not do. And what you can get away with and what you can't, but you better pay the price. Just like here in America, the United States is not us, it is them. Profound words. I'm blown away. It'll go over the heads of some people. Kevin Van Horn, getting the states out of our heads. It's over at striketheroot.com. Pick it up. Read it. Read the words for yourself. Take your time. Make sure you can understand it. Remember, there's this thing called America, and then there's this other thing called the United States of America, Inc. Big difference. I'm an American. I'm not a United Statesian. I'm not an elected official lording over 300 million other people, telling them how to live and what they can do and where they can smoke and where they can't smoke. I have an alert for all of you tonight. And this, my friends, is profound. Those of us in the alternative media who spent many years broadcasting and reaching out to those who are willing to listen, much of our information is able to come from proposed bills in the United States Senate or the House of Representatives, trying to keep track on what government has in mind for us. A new Senate bill, number one, has been proposed. And the United States, not the American Senate, the United States Senate is poised to pass Senate Bill 1, Section 220, which would effectively keep you and I from acquiring information on pending bills in Congress. Under Senate Bill 1, you would only be able to provide or acquire information on a bill at a high cost and at great danger of being penalized by Congress. To put it bluntly, members of Congress are tired of getting your emails and phone calls, and Senate Bill 1 is designed to keep information from us that might inspire us to call or write our senators. And this, you see, is the beginning of my campaign that I will be unveiling next week on Frank Whalen's Frankly Speaking show, next Tuesday night at midnight Eastern time. I have a lot of work to do between now and then. The new Democratic Senate thinks that if they can keep us from getting information, which is what Senate Bill 1 is all about, then it won't be getting emails and phone calls and faxes from us any longer. Senators favoring this bill, you see, are simply sick and tired of hearing from us. That's the bottom line. They don't want to hear from us. They don't want us to be informed. They want to silence each and every one of you. And how they plan to do it is simply by keeping us from receiving information. Now, I'm going to tell you what. For those of you who have an interest in this kind of an alert is of interest to you, send me an email tonight. Jeff, J-E-F-F, at rbnlive.com. I'm going to send you this alert. Hey, you know what? I'll send you that other piece that we just shared with you right along with it. getting the state out of our heads. But I want you to get this alert because it's going to take you to a place where you can get a real strong look at what these turkeys are up to and the kind of language. They're trying to shut us off. They're trying to shut the information pipeline down. And that's how they, in the United States, get control of America. Stay with me. I'll be back with some final comments.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, Wrist Ease is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. Wrist Ease is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wrist Ease provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wrist Ease now at wristease.com. That's Wrist Ease, WRISTEASE. WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
We don't have time to slow down, folks, to get the brakes on fire. The engine will blow up first. While we were away on break, I got a couple of messages from a good friend, Freddie Ferndot, who says that, correction, one is never an English citizen. They are always an English subject. Big difference, he said, and I acknowledge that. He says, and then he quotes from, I'm blanking right now. I don't think it's Constitution, whatever, but, and I apologize, Fred. I didn't get it here. He says, all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject, capital letters, to the jurisdiction thereof, our citizens of the United States and the state wherein they reside. Now, those issues that he brings up are more complex than we have time to spend 2 or 3 minutes with. I know where he's going with it, and I don't disagree with it. at all, because we've had numerous conversations. What I've attempted to share with you tonight is a mindset to separate the United States from America. Because, ladies and gentlemen, if nothing else, it's them versus us. And I hate to tell you this, but thus far, we're on the losing end of this deal. And I'm sick and tired of it. I'm tired of being on the losing end. And I'm going to try to amass a grassroots effort to get something moving in the right direction. But I'm going to tell you right now, if you think I'm doing all the work on the lonesome, y'all got another thing coming. Because by the time I'm done with this thing, you're going to get active. You're going to get proactive. And I ain't talking about some cream you stick on your face to make the zits go away. You're going to get active. You're going to get other people active. And you're either going to stand up and put your mouth and your energy and your efforts where it needs to go, or you might as well curl up and go to bed with Rip Van Winkle and don't ever wake up, because frankly, you're going to be standing in my way, and I'll run you over. That's the challenge that we are going to issue, so do stay with us. Once again, Jeff at RBNLive.com. If you want a copy of this alert, it's going to give you a link that you can go right to this to see specifically what's going on. Then I also invite you to look at SB 1, Section 222. Get on the government, the Senate's website, and go look the darn thing up for yourself. I ain't doing all of it for you. If you don't have enough desire to dig into some of these things on your own and get the answers, then there's nothing left to say. And that makes me the bad guy in your life tonight? You know, once in a while on this earth, we need to be challenged. You need to put forth a little bit of the effort. I've said to you folks for many, many years, if you're looking for somebody else to do it for you, if you're looking for somebody else to trust, then you truly are a fool. It is imperative that you be prepared to stand and deliver. Music Man says it's time for me to go. The good Lord sees willing to fit to bring us together again on behalf of Robbie Noel and myself, without apology. I am Jeffrey Bennett.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.